If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Galatians. And y'all don't forget, after the service, the children and youth and parents, y'all meet over in the social hall for planning for this coming year, and for especially getting Vacation Bible School on the books, and kind of planning for Easter and a regular programming. So we need your ideas and your help with that. All right, Galatians chapter 3, and beginning at verse 26 and going through to the end of the chapter. It's just a few verses. All right. It's a cold day today, isn't it? Would y'all be happy if I gave you a short sermon today? Well, yeah, you didn't seem too enthused with that. You all want a long sermon instead? All right. No. I thought, you know, since there's a few folks out today, there's a good many of you here, I mean, but y'all can tell all the folks that didn't show up today who decided to sleep in real late or whatever because it was cold outside that you got a short sermon today. All right. It won't be that short, but it'll be shorter than Galatians chapter 3 and beginning here at verse 26. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Amen to that. Thanks be to God. This is a powerful scripture, really. You've heard of the group of eight or the group of five nations that meet fairly so often. And they'll meet in the U.S. They'll meet in South America somewhere. They'll meet in Europe. And they have basically established certain economic powers, countries in the world, and they meet. It might include China. It might include, sometimes it's included Russia or France or England or Canada, and depending where it's at, just various countries. But it doesn't include those mid-sized powerful countries or those, economic countries or those countries that have a very low GDP. They're not brought into it. They're not included. They're excluded. And the economic industry that's going on around the world is pretty much decided on the trading, the security, the how the banks are work are pretty much established by these large, which includes our own United States. And to some degree, it's a good thing. But the thing that is like countries like Djibouti or in Africa or countries like Costa Rica, or you can think of, some small European countries, they're not included. The thing about this is this scripture brings the Old Testament and the New Testament together, and everyone is included. Jew and Gentile, slave and free, male and female, you are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, I grew up in the time, not when this was brought out, but in reruns over and over again, The Little Rascals. Do y'all remember The Little Rascals? What were some of the characters in The Little Rascals? Huh? Spanky. Yeah, that was a good one. Spanky. Who else? Darla. Alfalfa. Alfalfa. Buckwheat. Who? Huh? Froggy. Oh, I forgot about Froggy, the one with that deep voice, you know. Simon, bunch of them, yeah. Any others? We're not going to let Craig name them all, because, you know. Petey, yeah, the dog, right? That was the dog, that's right. Who was the bully in that? Do y'all remember his name? Craig, you can't answer all these now, bud. Well, that's why he's the children's director, folks. I mean, he knows all this stuff. Butch, yes, Butch. Now, do you recall their exclusive club? All right, it was the... We wouldn't have one of these today, but they were kids and they were making fun. It was the He-Man Woman's Hater Club to keep what, women out, right? As they saw it. What was the high sign? Y'all know the high... There you go. You know it. There you go. Right back at you. Now, you know, be careful, okay? The He-Man Woman Hater sign. Darla didn't like that at all. Why? Because Darla was kept out of the He-Man Woman's Hater Club. And so, now, we wouldn't do that today. But, you know, God doesn't want to exclude us, does he? Anybody. God doesn't want to exclude anybody from heaven. God doesn't want to exclude anybody from the forgiveness that comes only from him. You know, we may forgive people, but it is only God who truly forgives us. We're just emulating what he would have us to do. But he is the one who offers true forgiveness, isn't he? And he includes us all in this wonderful, wonderful scripture. He includes us all in his coming as the Son Jesus Christ to offer himself as the sacrifice for all people. You remember the commercial Coca-Cola did? I'd like to give the world a Coke. You remember that one? And they share a Coke, and they it wasn't the can type Cokes or the plastic bottle type Cokes. It was real bottled Cokes, right? And they're sharing it and popping open and sharing Coca-Colas to people all across the land and making up a picture of the world. And that's what the church should be about, shouldn't it? Except what we are offering is Jesus Christ, correct? We are offering what he has done in forgiveness. We are offering his joy and peace and love. Why would we be any other place today than here? No matter what the weather is outside, except if it were completely iced over, then I can understand, okay? Where would we be but here and worshiping God? Did he not say, "Do not hinder the little children to come unto me"? You see, this is all about Jesus and God displaying that that even the little ones should not be prevented from coming unto him, being a part of following Jesus, no matter the age. Bishop Cannon said he heard the call to preach, not just following Jesus, but heard the call to preach when he was 5 years old. And he went on to become a great preacher and a bishop. And he would be with us in the Global Methodist Church if he were alive today. Do not hinder the little children. To some degree, I think God has told us, for as such is the kingdom of heaven, that the things of a child hasn't become polluted with the things of this world. Now, some of you parents are going, you haven't met my child yet. No. You know when you're 4 and 5 years old and 6 and 7, you're not wise to the world unless you've been brought up in such a horrific background, in which is this, the sins of this world are just presented before you all the time. There's an innocence there that God wants in us as children of His to treasure the goodness of God. Jesus went by the way of lepers. I hated this time of COVID where I couldn't go into the hospital. I mean, not just for my protection, but it was also because the hospitals didn't necessarily, they wanted the nurses there, right? They wanted the doctor. They really wanted the nurses there, though. I mean, overwhelmingly. And I hated that. And it's been so good that we can be back at the place that, you know, like Melanie's having surgery coming up, that I can be there. Or one of you can be there. It's just nice to do that, isn't it? Jesus went by the way of the lepers to include them when they had been excluded. The sick. Jesus went by the way of great sinners. Remember, he met the woman at the well at noontime when everybody else had come and got their water early in the day when it was not so hot. And when everybody went there and they talked and they got to know one another and share in the things and events of that day and the day before, she went there alone because she had been ostracized and shamed by her community. She had said to Jesus she had been married, was not married, but Jesus said, "You have 5 husbands. Meant she'd been with 5 men. But Jesus didn't say that to condemn her. He said all of that to show her that he was going to give her living water and include her. That her sin didn't prevent her from being a part of the kingdom of heaven and being considered as a son and daughter of God. So we can say here today that there is no sin, no part of our past, no part of our future that we can do that can prevent us from being forgiven by Jesus. However, let us not seek to sin, but let us seek to do the good will of God. Jesus went by the tax collectors, those who were cheating people out of more than just the taxes, but taking way above, making it where people possibly starved, were kept in just harsh conditions because of the tax collectors. It's not like the IRS of today. We may get angry with them, but the tax collectors of then wanted to get as much as they could from you. Well, okay, that might sound like the IRS of today. I'm sorry. Okay, I digress. If you work for the IRS, I apologize, all right? Well, one of my sisters did work for the IRS, so I kind of... All right. And then we read here in Scripture, and this is the wonderful part, folks. Because before, it wasn't as this. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So before, it was an exclusion that only those born of the seed of Abraham could be a part of the kingdom of God, could be considered the sons and daughters of God. But Jesus, this was his plan, this was God's plan all along, that Abraham's seed would not just be limited to the Jewish race, but that it would be extended to everyone, Jew and Gentile alike. to everyone who wanted to follow Jesus, to receive the lavish pouring out of forgiveness that comes from the cross, to receive the joy and the peace that comes from God. This is not excluded from you. It's not an exclusive club. It is given to all who want to receive it. And this is the wonderful thing. Now we're talking about, you remember, this is the covenant God made with Abraham. And so, many remain faithful throughout the ages. Yet it was God's plan. And here we see established that Jesus who died on the cross was a fulfillment of that plan. You remember the story about the plagues in Egypt and the 10 plagues, and the 9 plagues that came first were, you know, the locusts, the water turned to blood, the gnats, the fleas. What were some of the others? Yeah. Frogs, yeah. Thank you, Craig. I was kidding. I'm having fun with it today, Craig. I'm good. Any others? I mean, there are others. You know them. I mean, we can go back through and we can read the scriptures. Yeah. Pam, you're having a good laugh at that, aren't you? He ain't right. That's why he's our children's and youth director, because he ain't right. All right. But the 10th plague was what? The firstborn would die. Except for the homes that had the lamb's blood placed upon the doorpost. The newborn lamb. The one that was spotless. The one had done no harm to anyone. The 9 plagues came and the people were not freed. But the last plague came. And the people were freed. Jesus is that last plague that he took and bore as the firstborn son, without blemish, without sin, innocent, who died for you and me, that you and I and all people would become a part of Abraham's seed and heirs according to that same covenant that is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. So we're not ostracized. We're welcomed. And that's the good news given to us this day. Following Jesus is for everyone. Male and female, young and old, for all of us. If it is not, then Christ has done something incomplete, you see. But Christ is perfect, and he has completed, including us all who follow him, who are willing to repent of our sin, and just follow him, seeking his righteousness, seeking his love, seeking his joy. I don't know why churches aren't busting out the seams, every church in this world. Some are, and they have to build bigger buildings or start new churches. I know we're growing, and it's good to see, isn't it? I mean, we had 175 here for Easter last year. Don't we have in our heart we want to see that to be 200 or more this year? Now, I don't say that for number's sake. I say that for souls and people's sake. It does a pastor's heart good to see more and more people eager and yearning to hear God's word, eager and yearning to be in the fellowship of Christian believers. eager and yearning to want to study His Word, eager and yearning to want to be a part of the children's program, to want to be in Bible study, eager and yearning to want to be in Sunday school, eager and yearning to want a deeper relationship with Jesus. We couldn't do that if Jesus didn't open the door for us. But He's opened the door for us all. For us all in following Him. All right. I told you I was going to do a shorter sermon. It's 5 minutes still. I know y'all don't complain about that ever, do you? If I go over? At least not to my ears anyways. So I've given you 5 minutes. Let's all stand for our closing hymn today. Lead on, O King Eternal, 580.